Welcome to the Reality Revolution. I'm your host, Brian Scott, and today is a fantastic day. I'm going to read a wonderful book that you may find yourself coming back to multiple times. This book is written by Ursula N. Gestfeld. Ursula N. Gestfeld was a profound New Thought teacher in the late 1890s to early 1900s. If you look up Ursula Gestfeld, you will find some interesting articles about her that really give you a lot of information about the early New Thought movement and how it developed. Ursula Gestfeld was originally part of the Christian Science movement, but then broke away. And she had her own movement. And it's interesting, if you do research, you can find some old newspaper clippings that talk about what she was like. And there's even one funny article I found where they said the queer idea of looking at the Bible as allegory. She wrote some very, very good books, and one in particular is called The Breath of Life. The Breath of Life I found to be very fantastic because it's got basically prayers that you can use for a variety of situations, and they're called treatments. This is similar to the book that I read by Annie Rix Malitz called Prosperity that had some treatments at the end. These treatments or prayers are very similar to Dr. Joseph Murphy's affirmations. And in this, it has prayers that you can recite in the morning, in the evening, in the high noon. If you have a sense of injury, if you're fearing accident, if you fear something hereditarily, if you fear death, if you fear failure in your business, or you have dread for the future, or if you're prone to anger or self-deprecation, if you lack confidence and you have difficulty letting go, those are all very common things we're dealing with today. And the way they were written, these are very simple and powerful treatments. And so I want to read the whole book of different treatments, and you can come back to this if you ever have any of these particular spiritual obstacles or issues that come up. In one old newspaper clipping I found from a Chicago newspaper, it says, Mrs. Ursula Gestfeld has probably done as much for the success of the science as any woman in Chicago. She is an indefatigable worker, an impressive talker, an omnivorous reader, and has more general intelligence than is looked for in professional life, especially among women. Of course, they say that. So she was well regarded, and I think that you're going to find this very powerful. The Breath of Life, a series of self-treatments by Ursula N. Gestfeld, 1897. For the morning. The night of sense consciousness is past, and I wake to the spiritual day, the eternal now. In the light of God, I see myself anew. The shadows of the night are gone, and I am free from suffering, disease, and death. I am filled now with health, strength, and joy unspeakable. There is no room in me for any unlikeness to the infinite one, for that one vibrates in every part of my being from least to greatest and fills me with pulsating, invigorating, deathless life. I rise from the passivity of the night to the activity of the day in which I work the works of him that sent me. I wash away the last remnants of clinging mortality from before my vision, and I see only the Son of God. I cleanse my body from the impurity of false thought and open every pore to the inflowing divine energy and infinite love whose offspring I am. I feel within me their uplifting power. I clothe myself with garments of light woven in the loom of life by the ministering angels who show me his will. They are with me now. They never leave me, and I will not forsake them. I put from me all desire which could make me unworthy to wear the robe of righteousness, and their hands shall bear me above all temptation I descend the stairs which lead from the upper chamber of recognition of my godlikeness to the lower room of experience, where I must manifest that relation to the world. I eat the food, which is the bread from on high, that certain and sure supply which is mine as the child of God. I draw from the great storehouse that which I need in my work of the day. I feed upon the word, the true thought. I assimilate it. I embody it. It works in me and through me, and naught can oppose or conquer it. It is being made flesh. It is being made my flesh, and in my flesh I shall see God. In my flesh I shall manifest God. There is nothing to fear, for love is in all, through all, and over all. I give myself this day to my fellow men for any and all service that shall show them their true selves. In me and in them is no evil, no misery, no crime. I see only the divine, which is awaiting the word to come forth. And this divine I call forth by the power of the word. This word is my word, and my every breath is a benediction, a message of goodwill toward all men, for the love which is God speaks in my word. The Father and I are in unity, and through me he comes to his own, awakened, cleansed, clothed, and fed. I stand in the now, and I know the forever. I stand upon the infinite. I look upon the finite. I feel the eternal. I breathe in the absolute. I am that I am. With me is the everlasting peace. For the evening, I have received my daily bread from on high, and now I close the door of the outer sense while I digest and assimilate it. I close the door in perfect confidence, sure of the divine protection which never slumbers nor sleeps. I know love is God and is omnipotent and omnipresent. I turn from the objective world to the subjective, knowing that I shall find my way without harm or hindrance to the green pastures and still waters of his beloved. No psychic influence can turn me aside from this resting place, for the Lord is my shepherd, and him only do I serve. I am free from all fear. I am free from all sense of injury. I have no enemies. No one has wronged me. I have in my heart no desire for retaliation. I feel only love for every human being. I go to my rest in the desire to rise from it, renewed and invigorated, that I may still minister to my brethren. I have laid aside the garments that belong to the outer world, and I enter the soul world clad in its own raiment, by which those who need me shall know me. I turn out the light of the material world. I see the greater light which guides my footsteps. Its radiance shows me what I still lack and where to find the supply. In this light of God, I take my journey for this night and wing my way to my real home, knowing that I shall find it and bring back from it what the kingdoms of this world can never give me. For I go forth with only love in my heart, and this key will unlock all the treasures of wisdom and power and health and peace. The curtains are drawn. The world fades away. On the wings of love, I am rising to the heavenly spheres. I hear their far-off music. For high noon. Because of what I am in being, I stand upright before God. Above me is the sun of righteousness. Materiality is under my feet. I cast no shadow that can alarm or deceive me. The night of sense consciousness is past, and I am awake to the light that can never be extinguished. In its rays, matter is transparent to me, and I see the soul world, which is molded and peopled by my thought. I know its nature, and that it is subject unto me. I am no longer drawn by it, but by the attraction of this sun, and I am held upright, for my face is turned toward it, and not toward the ground. I am poised, and though my feet are upon the ground, I have found my wings, which have been close-folded so long. I spread them wide, and none of the assaults from the soul world, none of the clamor and strife can overthrow my equilibrium, for they bear me up while the light is on my face. I see no longer the likeness of my false ideal of man. I see instead the likeness of God. The distorted shadow has faded away, and the real man is come to his own. The heavens are opened unto me. I see and I hear that which dwells therein. I know my home, and my wings will bear me there. I hold my hands wide to help those brethren whose wings are not yet unfolded, because they are still weighted with that false consciousness that bows toward the ground. I desire to help them to stand upright and turn their faces to the same sun, for I know that my home is also their home, and that we have one Father. Even though my widespread wings and firmly planted feet from the cross of crucifixion, I will fear no evil, for I know there is no evil to fear. Thou art with me, even through that which looks like death to those who are not standing under this sun where is no shadow. Though I walk among them who see the shadow, that I may minister to these my brethren, I live in the light. I know only the light. With me it is always high noon, and though darkness is over all the land, when I finally lift my feet, which have rested on the earth, and use only the wings which belong to the heaven, I know not this darkness, for I am not of that land. I am of the Father. I go to the Father. I came down from heaven that I might ascend up to it with my own wings. I read the riddle. There is no mystery. All is light. When there is a sense of injury, I look upon a world filled with shapes of many kinds. I see in them no evil. They are good. Though with my outside I look upon them, with my insight I see through them, and I recognize their nature and office. I see souls back of these shapes who are being born into another world than that they look upon through the window of the physical body. I know that I do not live in time as they do, but that I live in the eternal, and that this eternal is now. For me, there is no more time. To me, all is good, for I see the divine purpose which is being carried out. I see the God-man and his gradual appearing. I stand at the center of being, and all in existence arranges itself according to this purpose which is good only. There is no evil. I see above, below, and on either side. No one point is farther from this center than another. I am one with God, and God is related to the whole circumference. God is good, and good is omnipotent. I have no enemies. I have only friends. Every soul is my brother, for every soul is from the same God and has the same destiny to fulfill. No one can do me harm or work me evil. No soul really wishes to do me harm or work me evil. I am free from fear, for I know there is nothing to fear. I have found the better way, the straight and narrow way, and with all my heart I desire to show this way and help others to walk therein. I see, feel, and know only love, and perfect love casteth out fear. I know that other souls will love me when I love them, will serve me when I serve them, will help me when I help them. Standing as one with God in my individual consciousness, I lay upon the altar of the outer life all fear, jealousy and desire for revenge, all selfishness and personal ambition. I offer these a sacrifice to that Most High, which is the overruling good, the destroyer of all sense of evil. I know that the fire from heaven will consume this my offering, and that my purified sense of existence will make me a mediator for my brethren. Love is my beginning and end, my center and circumference, my substance and supply. I have found my God. I live and move and have my being in God, and nothing can disturb my peace. When there is fear of accident, though I look upon a physical body, I know that it is not I. It is only the garment which I, as a living soul, wear, and which clothes my body, the body which would still remain to me did I drop the garment the next hour. I know that I am a living soul now, this moment, that I am not flesh and blood, bone and muscle. I am more than they. I am rooted in my real being, which individualizes God. I cannot cease to be, for no one and no thing can pluck up my roots. I am fed constantly from the infinite and inexhaustible source. All flows to me from on high, not from below, and my existence is not at the mercy of accident or chance. I know that if this fleshly garment were ground to powder, I would not be reached or changed by that which has destroyed the shape of the garment, but which is powerless to change its substance. I live in my real being, which lives in God. I exist in the soul world, that Father's house, where there are many mansions. This fleshly body is only the window through which I look out upon a moving panorama. Though the window be closed, I remain the same. There are no accidents. All is law. I shall never experience aught which I have not permitted. And if I have ignorantly and unconsciously permitted causes which have begotten their effects, I can meet these as their master, not as their bond slave. For now I know, and I am no longer the willing servant of mortal sense. Dominion over all belongs to me because of what I am. I lift my face reverently but fearlessly to the Almighty and claim my birthright. I claim the wholeness, perfectness, and power of my being. Here I dwell daily, hourly, under the shadow of the Almighty, and around me are the everlasting arms. Whatever comes, whatever goes in this panorama which passes before me, they bear me up above the plane and power of accident. I know that thought is creative, and that if I think no evil, I will experience no evil. If I think only good, I will experience only good. I will think no evil, for thou art with me. I attract no accident. It has no place in my orbit, for I am attracted only by the great central sun. I move in law, with law, by law. My fleshly garment can never be taken from me, for I lay it down of myself. I have the power to lay it down as necessary to me, and to take it up again as the means through which I manifest my nature to those who have need of that means. I leave it in their hands while I dwell in my city of refuge, where no destroyer can enter. When there is fear of heredity, though the sins of the fathers are visited upon the children, I know that divine love is also poured out upon them, and there is no power in the sins to extinguish or turn aside the love. They endure but a season only to the third and fourth generation, while the love that is God endureth always. I turn now and forever from the sins to the love. The mistakes of ignorant souls have no power to fasten and feed upon me. I am surrounded and penetrated by the love that is God. It destroys them as by fire. They shrivel and die. I expand and glow in this white heat, which purifies and redeems me from mortal sense inclinations. I am every bit whole. I am the Son of the Father and heir to all good things. I am taking possession of my inheritance. I am no longer self-disinherited. I am no longer beguiled by the serpent of self-deception. In my Father's house, there is enough and to spare, full supply of health, joy, peace, plenteousness is mine this moment. I have left the far country of soul poverty. I shall dwell in it no more. My lost birthright is found. The ring of sonship is on my finger. I see and feel the token of kinship with the divine. I feel the new blood flowing into and through me and filling me with the vitality that is not at the mercy of circumstances. In it is no poisonous germ. It is all potent, all dominant, the blood of my royal descent. In its strength, I go forth to my fellow men to help lift their self-imposed curse from off them. In its strength, I speak the word which shall lift them from the dust. In its strength, I lift up the beguiling serpent, and they, looking up instead of down to the dust, shall truly live. In its strength, I draw them up to the true source of all health, wisdom, and power. Through me, the infinite love warms and feeds them as its own children, and they too shall know their heredity from God. For me there is no dark world. There is only light. They too are in the light, and I see them in the light. All disease, pain, and suffering are burned up forevermore. These are of the world, and I am not of the world. Now, O Father, I come to thee. Glorify thou me with thine own self. When there is fear of death, whereas I was blind, now I see, and I know there is no death. I see order where before was chaos. I see ascension into everlasting life where before was descent into death. I see birth, a becoming, not a ceasing to be. I see a great pulse which beats everywhere in nature and which is life. I see my own unity with this pulse, and that it fills me more and more abundantly with inflowing, invigorating life. I feel this inflow now. It thrills me into new perception. I am laid bare to myself. The veil of the temple is rent in twain. I stand before it, awed and mystified no longer. All graves give up their dead unto me. I have a right to demand this of them. No tomb can keep its secret from me. The tomb of death is the womb of life. I am, I was, I shall be. But I am being made, fashioned after the likeness of God. I must still come forth from my lesser self and go up higher. I must come forth from all selves less than the divine. I must ascend again and again, stopping for a season to see and know and going on toward divinity. I must leave my garment in their hands while I press forward to my enduring habitation. As a naked soul, I mount higher and higher, leaving to the dust that which is of the dust. I go whence I came. I walk through the valley of shadow. It cannot hold me to itself. I fear no evil in my journey, for there is no evil in it. I have put from me the sense of evil which gave birth to its kind. I see the eternal good which overrules this continuous birth, that mortal sense calls death. I feel the protection of this good, which never slumbers or sleeps. I am not made sad at the prospect of leaving those who love me, for I see that we are all one in Christ, and that as the Christ consciousness awakens and comes forth from the tomb in which it has been slumbering, it will find and know its own. Those whom I love and who love me will never be separated from me, because I leave my garment in their hands as I am born out of its world. For love is not of that world. It is the fragrance of the soul that reveals its source. Though they see my garment silent and motionless, I shall be more alive than when I wore it. And they shall sometime leave their own, dust mingling with dust, even as soul blends with soul. I have no fear. I see and I know. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? When there is a fear of failure in business. In all things will I glorify thee, O God. Because of what I am in being, I cannot fail in what I, with a pure motive, undertake. As a soul among other souls, I use the things of the world for a time, and I know that this is right. I will not allow them to use me. I acknowledge but one overruling power, the Almighty Good. It shall lead me whither it will, but I will lead all less than I. I know that all circumstances are governed by law, not chance, and I have no more fear. I am free from all fear of what may happen, for I know that nothing happens. I will act honestly and honorably with all men, and do as I would have them do by me. And I know that the thought and act which go out from me shall return again unto me, that only good can come to me, for I will let only good go from me. Failure is impossible for me. Success is sure for me when I work with the good for the good and allow no sense of evil to speak. My heart is stayed on the infinite good, and no disaster can befall me. I see the workings of good everywhere. How manifold are thy mercies, O God! No one can take from me what is mine. No one desires to take from me what is not his own. No one wishes to cheat or rob me. All men desire good. No one seeks to do evil for the sake of evil. I see the divine image in my fellow men, and I know that this will help them to recognize it in me. I am strong and of a good courage, for I know that with pure motive and desire, all the resources of my God being are at my command, and this Lord will fight all my battles for me. I cannot fail, for I will obey all the commands that come to my soul. God and one are a majority. He shall give his angels charge concerning thee. I thank thee and praise thee, O God, for the light that is filling my soul and showing me how to walk among men as to thy glory. Thine is the kingdom and the power forever. I am thine and thou art mine, now and always. When there is dread of the future. I am free from the haunting shadows of the past. They have no power to project themselves into my future and appall me. There is in me no tension of unpleasant anticipation, no relaxation of fear. I have perfect confidence in the supreme justice, and I know that no evil can befall me. Whatever enters into my experience, all is good. Whatever confronts me in the way by which I ascend, it is but a part of myself, to be left behind and known no more if it cannot climb with me. I am thankful that my own sense nature is thus laid bare to me. I rejoice and give thanks. With heart, might, mind, and strength, I aspire to know thee. O, my God, I yield up all unlikeness to thyself. Mold me as thou wilt, so that I be like thee. There are no more shadows. I see the light. I am bathed in the divine effulgence. There is no past. There is no future. All is one. I am that I am. All that has been existence dissolves and melts away. I breathe in the infinite. I am come to my own. I breathe out love upon every human soul. Not one would I injure. I gather them all into this ocean of love. I hold them in this eternal presence, one with thee, O God. Gone is all chance, all happening. Perfect love casteth out fear. The creatures in me are dumb. Thou hast stopped their mouths. Thankfully I go forward in thy likeness, doing thy will, that thou mayest be glorified in me. It is done. When there is proneness to anger, because of what I am in my real being, I, as a human soul, am greater than my parts, even though the impulses of lesser natures are in me and make their voices heard, I am not bound to obey them. I have power to rule them. I call up this power now. I call upon the Lord, and I know He will deliver me. As the Lord's own, I have wings and can fly above, where these impulses walk with 4 feet. They have no power to tear and rend, except I permit it. And this I do not permit, for I love my fellow men. I have no desire to smite, but only to love and bless. I put from me all selfish desire, all vanity, all pride. No one can wound my self-love, for I have none to wound. I am not stiff-necked and rebellious. I am meek with the meekness of Christ. No one can smite or buffet me. They can but strike mistakenly at themselves. If any soul believes itself to have this desire, in the light of the Christ-likeness, it shall see its error. The lion and tiger in me are redeemed. Their strength is taken up to a higher plane and use. They no longer prey upon and devour me. They minister unto me. I use them for all there is in them worthy of perpetuation. What is unworthy I leave behind and know no more. They lie down in peace together because I have made peace with them. I war no longer with my divine nature. I let it have its way with me. While I give unto God all the glory, I open my heart to the heavenly Christ. His glory shines in and through me. No impatience and anger can live in His presence. I take His yoke upon me, and the beasts are dumb. They lie quiet in the outer court while I pass into the sanctuary. I feel the higher love which dwells there. It is flowing into and filling me with its sacred fire. I can do all things, dare all things, for the love I bear to others. I lift my hand unto the highest heaven and invoke its blessings upon them. Let them pass over me, O Lord God Almighty. So these are ministered unto make me more and more a worthy mediator between them and thee. Purge me utterly till all that is unlike thee is gone. I offer myself a living sacrifice. I lay the creature in me upon thine altar. Let thy fire consume it completely. I pour its blood upon the ground, for it belongs not in thy dwelling place. For when there is a tendency to self-depreciation, in the darkness of mortal sense consciousness, at last I see a shining star. It stands over the house within me and shows me where to look for what I need. I see a tiny babe which smiles upon me as I gaze. In its face is the light of infinite love, in its eyes a wonderful majesty. In the stillness of a mighty awe, I bow before it, even while my heart sings with joy. For it is myself, my divine self, begotten of God within my humanity and born to me at last. Now, I know I need have no more fear, no more lack, no more incompleteness, for the Father giveth all things unto the Son. Within my God-given divinity dwells all power, all wisdom, all love. Though to me it is yet but an infant, I know it will grow to its full stature. And because it is born unto me, all things have become possible to me. To it every knee shall bow. Whatever, as I stand in its presence, I will do, shall become established unto me. For me there is now no failure possible, for the government shall be upon his shoulder. No longer do I feel that others are able to achieve what I can never reach. All this is good, all this is best, is sure to come to me. All that is wise and right I am sure to do, for he draws all treasures unto him. He is the born king, they belong at his feet. Right loyalty I yield me, his servant, that he may rule in me and through me, and I know that great shall be my reward. I see all my doubts and fears, my weaknesses and shortcomings as but shadows in the outer darkness. In the light of this Christ Son within me, they flee and disappear. No more shall they torment me, for they cannot dwell in this light. I am that I am which I look upon, to which this star has led me. I have no more fellowship with the hosts of darkness. With all my heart, might, mind, and strength do I welcome these glad tidings of great joy, which shall be for all men. For in the light of my own newborn divinity, I see their divinity. Henceforth I judge no more after the flesh. Glory be to God in the highest. With me now is peace, for the Prince of Peace dwelleth in me. When there is lack of confidence and trust. In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust, for I know that in my real being dwells all power and might. As a pilgrim soul, I look to those eternal verities which are there. I know that they are at my command. I know that God has given to my being all that God is and has. From this great and glorious storehouse, I can draw sufficient for my daily needs. I know that thou wilt never fail nor forsake me. It is good that the mortal props fall away from me one by one. Each is but a veil that hides thee from me. I am willing to be taken up. I am willing to be forsaken of all that is merely mortal, that I may be taken up. Thou art he who can do no evil. Open thou mine eyes to behold thy glories. Thou all that has seemed necessary, forsake me. I know that thou art with me always. I can never fail because thou art at my right hand. I am free from all fear, for I feel thy presence. My confidence is perfect. I stand unshaken, though all around me seems tottering to a fall. My business cannot fail. My home life cannot break. My loved ones cannot scatter and be lost to me. For I gather them all together to be taken up as I am taken up by thee. Thou wilt save to the uttermost all who trust in thee, and my trust is perfect. My confidence is secure. My business is safe. My home is safe. My loved ones are safe. I am safe. All is safe with thee. All praise and honor and glory unto thee forever and ever, O Lord God of my salvation. When there is difficulty in letting go of the past. I am no more what I was, I am newborn. I am awake to my eternal being, in which is all glory and all power. What I was when I was asleep is gone. It belongs to the dead past. In the recognition of my possible divinity, I am resurrected from the dead. I leave in the tomb all that belongs there. I carry nothing of it with me. I desire none of it. I see that no soul cometh to the Father except by the resurrection and the life. I am quickened from on high, and I rise above the region of graves. I am not beholden of them, neither indeed can I be. I am new. All things are new. My future is new. Though my soul journey is not finished, I know that my face is turned in the right direction and the land of graves is behind my back. Through the quickening spirit in me, I shall conquer as I go and find my home. I have no useless regrets. In my heart of hearts, I am thankful for the measure of wisdom which is mine today and which my past experiences have brought forth to me. They have borne some fruit, they will bear more. But in the strength of the Lord, by the help of his Christ, I shall gather this fruit with rejoicing and not sorrow. By it I am made strong. By it I prove my power of mastery over all unlikeness to God. I am exercising this power now. By means of it, I get farther and farther from the dead past. I am resurrected continually into more abundant life. All is good. There is no evil. All that I have called evil has been good for me, for by it I have learned something. I have no sorrow, no regrets. I am filled with praise and rejoicing. I know that I am being weaned from my mortal sense self, that I may show forth the divine likeness. All that this sense calls affliction are but the growing pains which are sure to be left behind. Nothing that anyone can say of me can hurt me or turn me aside. I press forward steadily with no thought of blame for them who judge me according to the dead past. I know but one judge and one deliverer. All malice, hatred, and enmity are left with the past. I bow only love. I feel only love. For every human being, I begin to know God, for God is love. For when there is a sense named insomnia, I am free from all struggle and strife. I am free from anxiety and apprehension. I am free from all strain and tension. I abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I am able to see what I should do. I am able to do what I see should be done. I have clear vision because I desire to do only that which is right and just. I shall not entangle myself. I shall be shown the way in which I should walk, moment by moment. Whatever comes into my mortal experience, for me there is no loss. There can only be gain. Because of what I am in being, nothing pertaining to my growth in self-recognition can bring me real harm. I see and feel that I am complete and whole, and that I live and move and have this being in God my cause. I am safe and secure every moment. I am cradled in the eternal arms. I rest upon the infinite bosom. I am sinking into that sleep which is peace and rest, refreshment and strengthening. It is mine as a child soul that is nurtured from the divine. I have no fear of aught that can befall me. There is one that neither slumbers nor sleeps, and I am guarded and protected. I give myself up to the quiet slumber. I sleep with the sleeping world, with the fields and the flowers, with the creatures small and great. For we are one brotherhood, and I hear the voice of our Father in the murmur of the stream, the gentle rustle of the night wind, the breath of the flowers. It says to me, rest, my child, all things rest. Take your rest. I am here. I will never leave nor forsake you. I let go all effort to do or to be. I sink back into these waiting arms. I feel them close tenderly about me. I am in the green pastures, beside the still waters. I am with Good Shepherd of the sheep. I am asleep, for he giveth his beloved sleep. When there is dissatisfaction with environment. Though to mortal sense I am hedged in, I know that I am but given what I need for my journey heavenward. I see that all external limitations are my opportunities to prove my real being. For them I rejoice and give thanks. I praise Thee, O God. I praise Thee for all that shuts me in, for it is love itself that encompasses me round about. Even as the tiny bird is encircled by the protecting nest, so am I enfolded in that which guards me while I am finding my wings. All thine is mine, and I am thine, and no harm can befall me, for there is no evil. Though the pressure of environment lies heavy upon me, it is but my own pressure against the encircling wall, and I know that the wings thou hast given me will bear me over and above it. I see them now. They are mine now. They are growing stronger and stronger, for of thee is their strength. I'm neither cast down nor dismayed, for as thy child I am Lord of all. Environment has no power to keep me from thee. Thou art drawing from me the protecting nest that I may prove my kinship with thee. Here, within it, as the outward man, held back by its embrace, in the within, I am free to find and know thee. This moment I am free to mount upward, though my flesh is held down by the things of sense. None of the trammels of sense consciousness can rob me of my heavenly wings. As the child seeks its mother's bosom, so fly I to thee. From this secure place I look down upon my fleshly environment, and it lies before me as an open book, which I read with the eyes thou hast given me. It is only the nest, only the nest. I thank thee, great God of the universe, for every straw and twig, yea, even the tiny thorn in it. All is good. For all is good for me. However, with my mortal sense, it has seemed to me. The nest is mine for a time, the time when I prove thee, but I am thine, and thou art mine eternally. When there is need for patience, I know that time is but my own perception and feeling, and that what seems to me a long time is only a moment in the great all. I know that with the Lord a thousand years is one day. I know that my real being is the same during all this change in perception and feeling that I call time. I know that this real being of mine is working out its own manifestation amid I can wait. All is good. There is no evil anywhere. I can see the end of time. For I was before it, and I shall be after it. I am only getting acquainted with my own nature and finding its principle. I welcome all I experience. I'm willing to let patience have its perfect work. I would be made perfect and entire in self-recognition and realization, even as I am perfect and entire in being. I welcome the making. There is no pain or sorrow in it. Disappointment is only a letting go to take a better hold. I am able to meet and master all that time brings me, for I am only proving my own possibilities. I need to prove these to know that I know. I have patience with all limitation, for by it I prove the unlimited. All that I encounter in time is friendly, and I will make none of it an enemy. Now, this moment, I am able to overcome all that seems hard and unpleasant, for I have dominion over all things as my birthright. He that endureth to the end shall be saved from the necessity for endurance. I know that I, in my real being, am free from all that afflicts, and that I suffer only in my sense consciousness. I have God-given power to rule this consciousness. I am ruling it with patience and steadfastness. The way is short, and the work is easy, for the Christ is my helper and comforter. The Son of God is with me, and he helps and strengthens the Son of Man. I am that I am, and no thing or experience in time can change my being. I have taken his yoke upon me, and the Christ works with and for me. I am housed in God all the while I look upon the mortal. I am able to wait for manifestation of the immortal, for I know that it is. I am, and nothing can make me cease to be. Time and space are not for me, who am more than they. I speak and they obey. All is here and now. The work that is proof is being done. I am. When the sense sight diminishes with advancing age. In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. I know that my power to see is perfect and indestructible. I cannot lose it. Nothing can destroy it. I know that every faculty and power I use is in my real being, and that my supply is unfailing. Though the shapes of this world are still with me, they are no longer the real to me. I'm opening my eyes to see what is behind them, and with all my heart I rejoice and give thanks for my increasing power of vision. I know that day by day I see more and more of the real and eternal. I am growing more and more conscious of my limitless range of vision. Infinity lies open before me, and little by little I am entering into Behold Thy Glories, O Lord. I feel no disappointment, no sadness, no sorrow, because shapes are not so huge to me as they once were. I know that in the fullest of the time, all planes will be visible to me and at my command. I shall be satisfied when I wake entirely from this dream and see only Thy likeness everywhere. I know that the twilight of this plane is but the forerunner of the brighter day. Help me to keep my inner eye fixed upon Thee. Then shall my outer eye fill its office more completely, while in all things I rejoice and give thanks. Help me to feel that the fading of the outward is the revelation of the inward, and that all times and in all places Thou art with me to strengthen my sight and my heart. My prayer is answered, and I know that Thou art with me always. I need not strain my eye to see. I need not weep the tears that blind. From Thee, O Lord, come unto me all good things. Of what shall I be afraid? The region of graves is behind me. They have given up their dead. I see, I feel, I know. God shall be glorified in me. I am that I am. For when one begins to see the necessity of a higher than natural affection. I thank Thee, O God, for all that Thou hast given me. I praise and bless Thee for those whom I call mine. I see that they were Thine before they were mine. I see that Thou art in them and that they are in Thee, even as I and Thou are inseparable. I acknowledge Thy name, which was writ upon them before I named them. In my ignorance I did not see and read it, and I said they were all my own. Gladly do I repent of this my sense error and make restitution. They are both Thine and mine. First Thine, and afterward mine. Though after the flesh my name is writ upon them, behind the veil I see Thine own. I love them day by day because they are mine. I love them more and more because they are Thine. As I, the lover of my dear ones, am of Thee, so shall my love for them be of Thee, who art love itself. I offer up to Thee mine only whom I love best, for this one belongs to Thee, and I know that Thou hearest me always, and restorest to me what I give unto Thee. All mine is Thine, and Thou art mine. In Thee and from Thee I have all. Here, at Thy feet, O Lord, God Almighty, I offer my dearest to Thee. Lift him up, that he may descend to me as Thy Son, Thy good gift from on high. I see him in Thy bosom, while I hold him in my arms. Thou hast heard the desire of my heart, for Thou knowest that my heart longeth after Thee. In the light or in the darkness, in the here or the there, he is safe with Thee, and I can never lose or be forsaken of him. I glorify Thy name which is writ upon him, and he is drawn to me with the cords of love, which are stronger than the ties of the flesh. I have no more torment, for I have not withheld Thy Son from Thee. Thou helpest me to climb the mountain of offering. Thou helpest me over the places that are rough for me and mine. Thou makest them smooth for me and Thine. I go up with my Son, I come down with Thy Son. For when there is a desire to lose fondness for money. All that I am is from Thee, O God. All that I have which is worth keeping is of Thee also. I am filled with Thine abundance, and my riches are inexhaustible. I see that my worldly possessions pertain only to my sense consciousness, and I withdraw my desire from them. When Thou callest me, O God, let me not be found with my money, lest my soul say, Here am I. I desire Thee. I need Thee. Let me be found with Thee from Thy bosom. Help to say, Here am I. I am with Thee. My possession cannot keep me from thee, for I give them up. They have no power to entice me and draw me away from my eternal home. My abiding place is not with them, but with thee. I know that this consciousness is the pearl of great price, and for it I give all that I have on the sense plane. No one can rob me. I cannot lose, for I give it all. I know that every need of this plane will be met, and met more abundantly as I possess thy eternal riches. I love to give to others. I love to give to those who need, for I know that thus thou givest to them through me. From my hand, through my hand, they receive for their needs, and in my love for my fellow man, that love which is thee is manifested. I thank thee and praise thee for this opportunity that proves and tests me. I would hold back nothing that can come between myself and thee. I will be a wise steward, a user of money, not a keeper. I will keep close to thee instead. Here, let me be found. In the light that shines from thee, I look upon the money, and it has no value. Used in thy service, it is transmuted into love. My love for it, keep it but base metal and shut me out from thee. My love and desire for thee makes it pure gold, and me the dispenser of thy blessings. From my abiding place in thee, I use thy gold. I have no money. I am thy steward, and I use thy gold in thy service. With it, I do thy will. And that is The Breath of Life by Ursula N. Gestefeld. Some of this is using the biblical language, the these and thys. And so you can always change it around. You can get the general sense. You can say some of these prayers on your own. But everybody is confronted by these situations. You fear something. You fear death. You fear injury. You fear some hereditary condition that you might have. I use that prayer. I have my father and my grandmother and my grandfather all had Parkinson's disease. So sometimes in the back of my head, hey, I'm worried about that, you know? But I use that prayer. And each of these prayers are great for the circumstance if they touch you. If not, then there are others we can find. But this is a starting place. A lot of this is consistent with the Neville Goddard material, the use of the word garment referring to body. A lot of these prayers are talking about the next world and a letting go of this one and a reaching for the higher, an expression of our true God selves. And each of these can really resonate with you if it's something that you're dealing with. I get emails all the time for people that are fearing these things. They're fearing death. They're fearing a number of different things, fearing accidents, just fear in general. And there's dissatisfaction or a need for patience or difficulties in letting go. Everybody responds differently to different prayers and affirmations, and perhaps these will be helpful for you. I'm interested when these old New Thought leaders had these books, because it feels like what's going on then was what happened now, but it's accelerated. So I'd love to get your thoughts on Ursula Gestefeld's wonderful The Breath of Life, and if any of these prayers touched you or if you've used them, please put it in the comments. I would love to know how this has helped you. Fear, doubt, all of these things that she's talking about within these treatments are common and will continue until the end of time. It is part of being human to worry about death, to worry about failure in your business, to dread the future, to be prone to anger. And a lot of times the best solution is to go within, to go into the eternal now in this moment. And as we talked about in the episode by Emmett Fox, the golden key, to reach out to God for the solution, to express yourself in this way. Some of the language here is very beautiful and I loved it, and I'd love to get your impressions of it. I'm always searching for new stuff, and believe me, when you guys recommend stuff, if I haven't talked about it, I have probably looked it up. So if you have any other suggestions or recommendations, let me know and I'll read it. Hopefully this helps you out, and I just want you to know how much I love you and thank you for sharing these treatments, and I hope they help. all episodes of The Reality Revolution can be found on therealityrevolution.com. And welcome to The Reality Revolution.